National Conference to be held at Carleton University in Ottawa. These events will host presentations and open forums to develop an anti-racism strategy that will reduce barriers to participation in media and broadcasting policymaking for racialized Canadians.
Register for free to join the event in person at UQAM on Saturday, April the 30th. Presentations start at 10 a.m.
Complete details are online at www.antiracism.media.
This is a CKT co-presentation.
Remaining cautious, we must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is Luke D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM. So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'd have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Underground Sounds on CKUT, and I'm your host, Nick Schofield. Each week, I have the honor of sharing new, exciting, and innovative music from Canada, especially with a local focus on artists from Montreal. Tonight is no exception. This is the Monday, December 7th, 2020 episode, and my feature tonight will be on Eve Parker Finley, who just released her debut album, Chrysalia. We will be listening to that album in full. But in the first hour of tonight's program, I will be sharing lots of new, recently released music from the likes of Bernice, Owen Pallett, Uri, Bazarian, and so many more. Once again, I am your host, Nick Schofield, and you are listening to Underground Sounds on CKUT. Stay tuned.
Maybe I wanted it.
I want it again. Maybe I want it.
Is Free at Last by Blue Hawaii. And here is Toronto-based producer and musician Bazarian with Meet in the Middle from his new Sightlines EP.
You wanna gathered up some courage and cut the room in two. With the liars on one side, I filled the rest with truth.
I did not expect tonight's episode to be so dancey, but it just started going in that direction and I had to ride with it. That was Never Come Back by Caribou from an amazing album called Suddenly that came out in 2020. And now this is Sense Appeal by Graham Van Pelt. He has gone under many different names. He started his project as Miracle Fortress, has also released music with Think About Life, and now goes under his own name, making more dance-oriented music, released via Arbutus Records. Here is Sense Appeal on Underground Sounds. That is Sense Appeal by Graham Van Pelt. And now Jesse Lanza with her track Badly. That is Badly by Jesse Lanza from her amazing 2020 album called All the Time. Love it. Next, we'll be listening to some new music by Justin Lazarus. Justin has played in a group called Look Vibrant and is now releasing music under his own name. Here is a really cool track called Loverlessness, and we're going to listen to a few songs from his album, Easiness Lift. Here is Justin Lazarus.
Flex and
Justin Lazarus, that is Easy Fix Chrysalis, and that's from a new album called Easiness Lift. You might recognize Justin from Look Vibrant. And now we're going to listen to Lewis Gets Fucked Into Space by Owen Pallett from his new album Island.
My body rises like a stone. acids crawling up the spine. There's something in me now that is not mine. It touches nervous system crystalline. Glowing abdomen to fingers, I am the vine. Back snaps like a rubber band, my arms bound in embrace. With a 10-foot televista and his hands upon my face, fucked into space, fucked into space.
This is Underground Sounds. I'm your host, Nick Schofield, and now a new song by Uri called Shape of It.
Life above me, I fear. I can't see the shape of it.
Oh,
Welcome. You are listening to Underground Sounds. I'm your host, Nick Schofield, and we are broadcasting at 90.3 FM online at ckut.ca. Every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m., I play all Canadian independent music with a local focus on artists from Montreal. For the next segment of the show, I will be focusing on a new album by Eve Parker Finley. It just recently came out. It's called Chrysalis, and here is Eve talking about it in her own words to introduce herself and the music.
Hi, I'm Eve Parker Finley, and I'm a musician, I'm a multi-instrumentalist, I'm a producer, I'm a media maker, I'm a social media comedian, and I just released my debut album with Floraphone Records and Cokes Records this December 4th, and it's called Chrysalia. So why is that album called Chrysalia? There's a few reasons. Number one, I was referencing the chrysalis, which people mistakenly think of as this safe place where a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, but really it's this zone in which a corrosive process happens. A caterpillar actually has to lose all of its shape and become this goo through this like messy chemical process in order to transform into a butterfly. And that transformation is anything but clean or safe or comfortable. And I really respond strongly to that idea. The second reason is referencing this word chrysalism, which I found on a list of obscure words. And chrysalism refers to this feeling that you get, this feeling of pleasure, of being inside during a thunderstorm and hearing the rain on the roof and that tingle of pleasure that you get from being inside during this chaotic moment. So I wanted the album Chrysalia to be this collection of songs, this collection of things, this creation of this space that gestures towards those two things, towards the chrysalis and towards chrysalism, towards creating a space that for messy transformation and a space that feels safe with chaos around it. In terms of how the album was created, was composed, was produced, I've been working on these songs for a few years. I used to play them under my previous stage moniker, Lonely Boa, and I would play them at shows around town, and I came to find their sort of final forms and structures in a way that I really responded to positively. And then this last summer, in June and July of 2019, I worked with my friend Kai Brooks to record them at a studio in Montreal at the Pines, and then over the following months we worked together to they mixed it and we came to a place with the album that we're really happy with, got them mastered in November of 2019, and then and now the album is out. And I think it's interesting because I think the songs are a collection of different genres. I think there's songs that are drony and ambient, some are more indie pop songs, there's even like an indie rock banger at the very end, and all of them kind of also gesture towards like a contemporary classical mentality too. And that constellation of genres is something that I have always been trying to collect and produce things that hit all of those points, and that's one of the reasons I'm really happy with this album, because I think it does that. In terms of how the album was launched, I wanted to create something very special and unique and really of this moment. You know, a lot of our engagement with each other and our community comes from online now, and I think that's in some ways really limiting, and in other ways opens up some new possibilities. I've always wanted to do something like this, but this was finally the moment where I could try it. I self-filmed and produced and edited this special that was 25 minutes. Half of it was like sketch comedy and half of it was a music performance. So it kind of was in the style of like a late night show kind of thing. And it was really special because it premiered on YouTube on the 4th in the evening, and everyone watched it at the same time, and there was a chat going on, and it was really cool because it felt, and people told me this, that it felt like they went out. And that's exactly what I wanted to foster, what I wanted to like, wanted people, the experience I wanted people to have. And it was really special to share it with people. People can still watch that YouTube special on my YouTube channel, same name, Eve Parker Finley. And this special was something that like is representative of a bigger thing that I've been experimenting with over the past few months, which is to use social media as these platforms for connection, for comedy, for laughs, for social commentary. And it's a really exciting medium for me, and I think people have been responding to the stuff that I've been doing really positively in a way that makes me feel so motivated. You know, my musical artistic goal has always been to create like music that helps people float away safely into different parts of their emotional experience. And I think experimenting with comedy on social media has also given me this other outlet to both connect with people and build a community online, but also to help people have a laugh. And I think that is really ephemeral and quick, but also really special and unique to me. If people would like to hear the album, you can listen to it in entirety on my Bandcamp, eveparkerfinley.bandcamp.com, where you can also purchase a physical manifestation if you want, tape, CD, vinyl, or these really cool zines that I created with my friend Rachel. Otherwise, you can hear it anywhere else on any of the streaming platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, etc., etc. So the first song on the album is Meditation Number 2, which starts out with this singular voice and then builds to this chorus of voices, all while maintaining this like feeling of both suspension and movement. I think it represents more of the contemporary classical bent of part of the album, the instrumental side. And I tried to mix sounds that are both acoustic in terms of lots of layers of violin and cello, but and voice, along with more synthetic sounds from some synthesizers. This is Meditation Number 2.